We want people to grow. We want people to learn how to read the Bible. We want people to learn how to pray. We want people to learn how to go and preach the gospel. We want them to learn how to be godly, okay? This is spiritual growth. And let me say this. I prefer to have a church of 10 people who are growing spiritually than have a church of 500 people, of people who are just not saved, don't care about the Bible. They just see church as a social club, okay? So I'm assuming you know that as I'm preaching this, that spiritual growth is far more superior than numerical growth. 3 John chapter 1, verse 1, says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." John is saying, the greatest joy that I have is to know that people are growing spiritually. You know what the joy and the rejoicing of my heart is as a pastor? It's seeing people change.
Amen.
I love to see that. It's people in our church that have been in our church since the beginning, or maybe they've come within the last year, 2 years, and I can point people out. I'm not going to do it right now because I don't want to embarrass them. I don't feel like doing that tonight. I typically, you know, I'm in the mood, but not tonight. And, you know, you see them and it's like, man, this person has changed dramatically. They've grown so much. You can tell that they're reading their Bible based upon their conversation, the words that come out of their mouth. You know, you can tell that they are being sanctified, so to speak, because, you know, the way they dress changes, the way they act changes, the way they think and talk and carry themselves. There's a transformation there. You know what that does? That rejoices my heart because it shows this person is not just being a Christian when they come on Sundays or on Thursdays. They're obviously working on their Christianity Monday through Saturday.
Amen.
They're obviously walking with God. They're praying. They're walking with the Lord. They're trying to live a life that's pleasing unto God. That is spiritual growth, and that's far more important than numerical growth.
Amen.
But let me say this. I want both.
Yeah. Amen.
Right? Yeah. So I'd rather have 10 spiritual people than 500 carnal people, worldly people, fleshly driven people, but hey, if we could get 500 spiritual people,
amen,
all the better.
That's right.
But if I had to choose, obviously, I'd go with the 10 rather than the 500. Okay. Assumption number 3. I'm assuming you know that numerical growth is not the end game. Okay. Now, there's a lot of pastors out there that want to make numerical growth the end game. And what happens when they have that as a goal? They compromise. They bring out the purple lights and the smoke and the CCM music and, you know, all the gayness and all that. You know, they start doing all these things that appeals to the flesh, it appeals to the world, and they try to push that instead because they want to reach people just for the sake of reaching them. Okay?